The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlitz. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlitz.
Hi, welcome to another Speaking of Health. Dr. Michael Cudlitz here, and our regular listeners know that I'm a chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, one of the greatest Midwestern towns there is. And fall is upon us. It's a beautiful fall sunny day out there today. And I was down in the great city of Reading, Michigan, earlier today visiting a friend of mine who's an expert on electronic health records. And if you're not in the healthcare field, you don't know all of the hassles that we have to go through with the new electronic healthcare as mandated by the government. They certainly keep us on our toes because they just keep changing things around. Today we're going to talk about a very, very interesting topic. You're going to be talking about applied kinesiology. And you may not have heard this unless you're familiar with advanced alternative healing, but applied kinesiology really is a cutting-edge healthcare science, and it was developed in the 1960s by Dr. George Goodhart. He was a chiropractor in Michigan, the Detroit area. And using manual muscle testing as a somatic window into the nervous system function, a well-trained and skillful doctor can get a variety of information on functional problems, not just structural problems, but how the body's working and its functional nature. These include spinal, cranial, limb nerve dysfunction, digestive problems, hormonal and neurotransmitter balance, allergies, joint strain, emotional stress, learning problems, sources of chronic fatigue, toxicity issues, and a whole host of things. With applied kinesiology, you get to look at the person in right now, real time, what's going on inside their body. And applied kinesiology is practiced all around the world. And it's even though it was developed by a chiropractor, osteopathy, naturopathy, and even dentistry use it. And some of the more advanced thinking medical people use applied kinesiology as well. And so to talk about this today, we have an applied kinesiology instructor. And actually, he's a friend of mine. We've been friends for a number of years. His name is Dr. James Hoag. And he's a holistic chiropractic applied kinesiology kinesiologist. And he practices in Davenport, Iowa, the fountainhead of chiropractic with Palmer Chiropractic College there. And he's been in practice for 31 years. And he's been able to help patients with a wide range of digestive, hormonal, brain function, learning, allergy, all the things we talked about earlier, as well as sports problems. And the key to his success on so many levels comes from his expertise in applied kinesiology. The guy knows what he's doing. It's fascinating to watch him work. Dr. Hoag's board certified. He's a diplomate as well as a certified teacher in applied kinesiology. And so in addition to his regular practice, Dr. Hoag teaches courses in applied kinesiology to doctors and healthcare college students, actually from all around the world. So, Jim, are you there?
I am.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's most welcome. So, give us some information now. Applied kinesiology is a very sophisticated technique, and it's very interesting because it's so advanced. How did you even get interested in healthcare to begin with and choose chiropractic instead of medicine or dentistry?
Good question. You know, as a lot of people, I think, got into, a lot of people have, I got into this because I had really bad health. Up until the time I was about 5 years old, I was a pretty normal kid, but at that point I had rheumatic fever, and it really wiped me out. They gave me massive doses of penicillin. This, of course, was back before penicillin had side effects, or before they knew they had side effects. And from that point on, I was just really in bad shape. I had a very depressed immune system. I caught everything. I actually caught germ and measles twice because the first time I didn't get immune, the second time almost killed me. I was running a fever of 106, having hallucinations. But I survived, which makes this interview a whole lot easier to give. I had severe learning disabilities. I had horrible allergies. I was taking strong antihistamines all the time. This time of year, I would have just been miserable. Had severe fatigue all the time, chronic fatigue back before it became an actual name. I certainly wouldn't have been diagnosed as attention deficit disorder, but they didn't have that diagnosis back then. They just called me slow. And I had tried all kinds of things to help myself. I'm from Detroit originally, and there's a lot of doctors in Detroit, and I feel like I saw all of them, just trying to find something that could turn my health problems around. And really, I wasn't getting any help. I was told that I had a low-grade viral infection that was sort of like the fibromyalgia catch-all of the day. And I was told it was in my head, and just very frustrated. I was a yoga teacher back then. I was practicing yoga to try to help myself out and had a really clean diet, which helped a little bit, but not really dramatically. And it was wasn't until I got introduced to an incredible doctor named Dr. George Goodhart back in the 70s that I actually got some help. And Dr. Goodhart is the one who actually developed applied kinesiology. He was the founder of this. I didn't know anything about applied kinesiology back then. I just know this guy had a real good reputation from a lot of the people in the yoga community. And I went to see him, and you know, he was the first person who could actually tell me something that made sense about my health problems. I almost didn't care if he could help me or not. I was just so happy that somebody could make sense of us. But he did. He turned my health around. And it was such an amazing procedure, an amazing technique, an amazing protocol that he used. It was fascinating to me just on an intellectual basis. And then I saw the results I was getting. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I wonder how many other people are compromised the same way I was. I really couldn't live my life. I was a metabolic cripple back then. And now, you know, I have the same genes I had before, but now I am exposed during this time of year. From now till April, I'm going to be exposed to things several, you know, dozens of times a week. I almost never get sick anymore. I have no allergies. My learning disabilities are cleared up. I got through Palmer, never could have done it before. I have abundant energy. My vision is even better than it was in my 20s. So I just want to do this for other people. And that's how I got into it. I wanted to change in other people's lives the way my life had been changed.
So from that point on, then you went ahead to you chose chiropractic because Dr. Goodhart was a chiropractor. Am I right?
That's true. And also, yeah, I'd been through the medical gamut, and they just had nothing to offer me.
They were useless. I see. So then you went to where? Palmer Chiropractic College?
I went to Palmer College of Chiropractic, right. I did my prerequisites back in Detroit and went to Palmer College. And fortunately, I knew my whole point was to become an applied kinesiologist. And chiropractic was the way to go with that. And so I got a great education at Palmer and graduated in 1982 and been practicing here in the Quad Cities ever since.
I see. And so with applied kinesiology, give us a little information on how this approach to the human body works.
Well, when I teach my classes, I say there's three basic principles that applied kinesiology is based on. One is that your skeletal muscles, the muscles in your arms and your legs and your trunk and things in your neck are controlled by the nervous system. The second principle is that the nervous system is constantly monitoring everything that's going on inside the body, everything that's going on outside the body. All these sensory inputs are constantly being monitored by the nervous system, and the decisions are being made based on that. Which the first two points are things that everybody knows. But the third point is that we can determine through manual muscle testing how the body is reacting to these stimuli. And we can basically have, as you mentioned earlier, a somatic window, somatic meaning muscles, a somatic window into what the nervous system is doing. Keep in mind the nervous system is monitoring everything that's going on, your hormone levels, your oxygen levels, your pH of your blood, your emotional state, as well as controlling all these, you know, hundreds of muscles throughout the body. That's all being integrated in the nervous system. And by using manual muscle testing, we do two things. First, we see which muscles are turned on, which muscles are turned off. And by turned on, I mean a muscle that's functioning normally. By turned off, I mean a muscle that is what we call conditionally inhibited. And it's not like having a weak muscle, although we usually call it a weak muscle, because it's not like a situation where you need more exercise. In fact, we can turn that muscle on and have instant increase in the strength. So it's not like a normal weak muscle that you would correct with exercise. So we find where those muscles are functioning properly, basically, and where they're not. And then we try to figure out why they're not functioning properly. And that could be on a number of different levels. We have what we call the triad of health. We look at structural causes for those muscles to be inhibited. We look at biochemical causes, and that could be anything from hormonal imbalances to digestive problems to allergies, neurotransmitter problems, things like that. And then we look at emotional or mental aspects. These can be emotional stressors, or we kind of put acupuncture in that realm too. And no matter what person comes in with and what muscle is weak, we consider all three areas. And this is one reason why AK, or applied kinesiology, can get results when other methods can, and why I got results when I had not gotten results before. I don't know how technical I want to get.
Okay, so basically, you're looking at the person. You're not trying to find and then treat a disease.
No, so it's we don't treat diseases.
Yeah, it's like what goes on with the person.
Right.
And if there's a malfunction there, then we'll go ahead and we'll treat the malfunction to bring that person back into wholeness again.
Right, we're trying to find out what's not working right. The body's already trying to do that.
Yeah.
Our bodies are always trying to correct things, which is great. And with applied kinesiology, we can use the muscle testing to find out where those natural corrective mechanisms are being blocked. And then we can go further to figure out where the blockage is, and that could be a vertebral misalignment, it could be a cranial misalignment, it could be a foot or a hand misalignment, it could be an acupuncture system imbalance, it could be nutritional deficiency, it could be a toxicity problem, it could be mental, emotional stress. Wherever that blockage is to normal function, we can go in and then correct it.
Now, let's go into that in a little more detail when we come back. We've got to take a break right now. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. I'm speaking with Dr. Jim Hoag, applied kinesiologist. This is Speaking of Health, and we'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas, remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up.
Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. And Speaking of Health with Dr. Jim Hogue, applied kinesiologist from Davenport, Iowa. And he told us a little bit so far about his health and how his life was actually given back to him through the chiropractic technique developed by Dr. George Goodhart called applied kinesiology. Now, you handle so many different kinds of cases, Jim, when you're working with these patients. But give our listeners an idea of what kind of people do you see? I mean, you just doing headaches and backaches or what?
Well, that get boring pretty quick.
yeah, that's for sure.
No, I see headaches and backaches, of course, but I see a lot of metabolic patients. A lot of people
metabolic patients, like what?
Well, like people come in with severe digestive problems, people coming in with hormonal imbalances, severe menstrual cramps for women especially. I see a lot of adrenal fatigue, people who are just exhausted all the time. I see a lot of, I treat autistic kids, and a lot of learning disabilities. That's the things that I had, of course, the things I'm most interested in, you know. A lot of people with emotional stress, people who are having relationship problems that they have blockages to being able to have the kind of relationship they want. That kind of gives you a general idea. I also tend to see a lot of people who have been a lot of other places. Mayo Clinic is pretty close here. It's only a few hours away, and we tend to see people who've been to Mayo Clinic, who've been to the University of Iowa hospitals, who've been to other chiropractors, who've been to orthopedists and have not gotten results. And, of course, I don't have 100% results with all of them, but I have results with a lot of them who've been, just like I had been, a lot of other places and not gotten anywhere.
Yeah, and that's got to be very satisfying.
It really is, yeah.
To be able to help people like that. And what, if I was to say, well, have you got any patients in your mind that are, you could say, the worst patients you've ever seen, or the ones that turned out to be real miracle patients, that applied kinesiology was the answer for these people? Could you give us some cases on that, some case studies?
I can, yeah. One of my favorite ones is that I had an 81-year-old woman come to see me, and she had severe right knee pain. And she had been to see an orthopedist ahead of me and had x-rays. She brought them in, and the orthopedist wanted to do a knee replacement. And her husband was in the nursing home, and she really didn't want to get that knee surgery because she knew she'd be, first place, she's not a good candidate at 81 years old. She might not survive it. Plus, she'd be out of action for a number of weeks. and couldn't go and take care of her husband the way she wanted to in the nursing home every day. And she showed me her x-rays, and her x-rays are awful. I mean, she had no cartilage left at all. And she had bone spurs that looked like tree roots in there. And I said, oh, my gosh, you know, this is really, this in my early days in practice. And I said, I don't really think I can do much for you. This is awful. And she said, well, please try, because I really don't want to get the surgery. And I think it would totally change my life if I had surgery and not for the good. I said, well, okay, I'll give it a shot. And by simply, you know, even when this joint is that degenerate, this taught me a lot, by the way. She had, you know, there was nothing left of that joint to speak of, no cartilage at all, and bone on bone. But simply by realigning the knee and getting the key here is getting the muscles around it working properly, because the reason the knee had degenerated in the first place, large part, was because the knee, the muscles were not supporting it. You know, one of those cases where I wish I could have gotten her 10 years earlier, and we could probably could have prevented the whole thing. But by just giving her proper muscle support, by getting those muscles turned on that were turned off, getting things realigned, in about 3 months, she had about an 80% improvement. I mean, she still had some pain there, but before she wasn't able to climb stairs, she wasn't able to carry groceries, and now she could carry groceries upstairs, and no longer had any, didn't need to have the surgery, and was able to go, of course, take care of her husband in the nursing home every day like she wanted to do. And that taught me a big lesson, not to give up on people just because it looks like there's nothing to be done for them. And mm-hmm. there's so many patients since then who have been told nothing can be done for them, that there was something that could be done for them, and I was very pleased to be able to help them. I've had a lot of people with learning disabilities. I had this one little kid who was had Asperger's spectrum autism, and yeah, he wasn't completely involved, but he was. It really was affecting his life and his family's life. He required a lot of extra care, he had problems in school. Of course, he was kind of at the bottom end of the Asperger's spectrum on this. And his older sister just was so embarrassed by him and said, "Oh, why do we have to have him? Why do I have to have him as a brother?" And this is kind of the attitude that his sister had, because it was just such a trial for the whole family. And by working with a number of things with him, including identifying dietary factors that were aggravating the Asperger's, and getting his digestion working better, and working with cranials, and working with neurotransmitters, and allergies that were being affected, and some also reactions he had from vaccinations, we're able to dramatically improve his situation to the point where he was having pretty much a normal school day. And his sister, after about 6 months, was now glad to have him as a brother, would actually enjoy playing with him. And it not only changed his life, but changed his whole family's life.
Yeah, I brought him back. And whereas before, this just goes to show you, I've often said medicine will make huge advances in helping the world when they learn how to refer to other health practitioners. And it's pretty obvious this guy was a chiropractic patient, an AK patient specifically, and not really a medical patient.
Right, because they've been the medical route, and it really, I'm sure there was some help, but it really hadn't solved the problem, and it didn't get him the progress they was able to make working with what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we go from that, you mentioned that you help people with relationship issues because they might have mental, emotional blocks along the way that keep them from expressing themselves with a partner the way they would want. Right. How do you do that?
Well, there's a fantastic outgrowth of applied kinesiology called the neuroemotional technique, developed by one of my favorite people in the world, Dr. Scott Walker. And he's a member of the International College of Applied Kinesiology, too. And he discovered that we have sort of conditioned reflexes. I think a lot of people know the story of Pavlov and the dog, where they took a dog and showed him a steak and rang a bell. And the dog saw the steak and he salivated and rang the bell at the same time. They'd show him the steak and ring the bell and show him the steak and ring the bell. And after a while, the dog will start to salivate just from the bell, because the dog associated the sound of the bell with the steak. And by the same way, we tend to, when we have traumatic events in our life, we remember those, of course, and not always consciously, but subconsciously at least, and we tend to associate different sensory triggers with what was with what was happening at the time of the trauma. So, for instance, if we had a trauma when we were 6 years old and involved our mother, and later on we might be in a similar situation where we're talking to a woman who has the same expression mom had then, or wears the same perfume, or use the same phrase that mom used at that point, and bang, we're not only reacting to what's going on with that person we're talking to, we are reacting like we were 6 years old again and going through that same trauma. What makes it trickier is we don't necessarily realize we're doing that. We just, you ever have a situation where you're talking to someone, they're just getting way unreasonable, and you're saying, why are they reacting like that?
Yeah, they're acting like a two-year-old.
Yeah, or why am I reacting like this? Even worse, you know, why am I reacting like this? You know, it's not really a big a deal. Am I nuts or what? But the thing is, we're reacting like a two-year-old or a six-year-old because we're reacting to what happened when we were 2 years or six years old. And every time that gets reinforced, gets just stronger. But the brilliance and the genius of Dr. Scott Walker is he figured out a way using manual muscle testing and traditional Chinese medicine of tracing back to see where those traumas are, and using a combination of, chiropractic care and visualization and traditional Chinese medicine, you can actually deprogram and get rid of that conditioned reflex. So the memory is still there, but you no longer react to it like Pavlov's dog. And so now when you're having an argument with somebody, you're just fighting with them. Or maybe not even fighting with them, because maybe what they're saying now doesn't even affect you. It's like, oh, it's no big deal. That's just their opinion. But now we can do that without that old conditioned reflex. And this is, and we all have these. We grew up with them. It's such a blessing for me to get my stuff cleared out that way, and such a blessing for me to be able to help other people the same way. And, you know, so many times we sometimes have physical problems, hormonal problems, even structural problems that don't seem very responsive. Then we check it out, and often there's an emotional component to that.
And I don't think people realize the interconnectedness with our multidimensional nature, our physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual natures, and how that can all influence who we are physically.
Absolutely. I think one of the real strengths of applied kinesiology is it takes all that into account. You know, we maybe not all into account in one visit, you know, but we eventually get around everything if we're good at this, you know, and even things that don't seem like they could possibly be emotional, we eventually decide to check that. And so many times that mind-body connection is so powerful that physical problems we've been working with for a couple months sometimes clear right up once we get it's like the last thing that we haven't gotten yet, that emotional connection. And the ability to look at things, as you say, multidimensionally, and incorporate all those approaches into the problem, whatever it is what makes applied kinesiology such a powerful healing tool.
It's truly amazing. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll continue our talk with Dr. James Hoke, chiropractic kinesiologist and all-around nice guy. This is Speaking of Health, and Dr. Michael Cudlis. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, and we're speaking with Dr. Jim Hogue, chiropractic kinesiologist. And Jim, you were talking a little bit about NET. Both of us are certified neuroemotional technique doctors, and we've used NET extensively for a number of years in our practice. And I really want to point out that AK has got, well, from over 50 years of clinical experience, clinical efficacy in helping people. Kinesiologists all over the world, applied kinesiologists, help people with standardized, structured methods. And neuroemotional technique has numerous published peer-reviewed research articles in the scientific journals, more so, I think, than any other chiropractic technique. So you're practicing stuff that's scientifically sound, produces reproducible results with strong practitioner reliability. I mean, if one AK doctor does one thing, another AK doctor can do that same thing and get the same result practically. So we're talking about real scientific material that's lasted the tests of time, aren't we?
We really are. And as you mentioned, the neuroemotional technique, which is an offspin of AK, has just been a real lion as far as funding research in peer-reviewed journals. The International College of Applied Kinesiology has done the same. We've done a number of inter-examiner studies to show the standardization of the technique that you get the same results. And sometimes we find with the research, one of the benefits of research is we find it doesn't always work the way we thought it did. You know? There was one research project done through the Palmer College of Chiropractic West, co-funded by the ICAK, that found that our inter-examiner results were not as good with the hamstring muscle as they were with the piriformis muscle. And as a result of, basically because the hamstring muscle is four different muscles, and if you don't isolate the mouth completely, it can be a little misleading sometimes. And as a result, a lot of us started using the piriformis muscle as an indicator muscle to do our spinal analysis rather than just the hamstring. Mm-hmm. So research not only validates what we're doing, but also teaches us how to do what we're doing better.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of science and looking at yourself or your technique critically to find out that you're doing it the best way absolutely possible. And that's a real advancement. And so the idea, and the way I explain some of the AK with people is I say, well, you know, muscles move bones. And if the muscles don't work right, the bones don't move right. And if the bones don't move right, usually the joints at the end of those bones are going to get real sore, or you're going to have real problems. And also, I think one thing that's important is each muscle is related to, through reflex points, related to organs in your body. So if you have a muscle that doesn't work right, could indicate the organ's not working right, or vice versa. Isn't that accurate?
That's right. That's one of the benefits of applied kinesiology. Now, when a muscle's not working right, there's a lot of reasons why it might not be working right, but one of them could be some problem, some stress on that organ. And over the years, we've mapped out which muscles are sensitive to stress on which organs. And
What's an example of that?
Well, an example of that is the psoas muscle. The psoas muscle goes from the kind of the front of your thigh bone there, the femur, and it goes and attaches to all of the lumbar vertebra, which are the lowest vertebra in the body, and the discs down there too. So it actually attaches to all of the low back vertebra, the bones of the lower back, and that muscle is related to the kidney. And we frequently see people come in with psoas muscles weak on both sides, and they got low back pain. And here's, again, why this technique can be really helpful for people with, for instance, low back pain that haven't been helped before. What we see then is that if they just hold some water in their mouth, we have them take a sip of water, hold in their mouth, and those psoas muscles will immediately strengthen up. And that tells us then that this probably is related to the kidneys. And the kidneys are very, very sensitive to dehydration, even marginal dehydration. So we're not talking clinical dehydration, which is dangerous and life-threatening. We're talking marginal dehydration, not getting enough water so that your body just doesn't function at its peak. And of all the organs in the body, the kidneys are one of the most water-dependent organs. And so simply by having the patient start drinking enough water, we can fix their low back pain. Now, without applied kinesiology, there'd be no way to figure that out.
Yeah, and I wonder how many people who had a weak psoas, didn't drink enough water, ended up going through spinal surgery. We'd never know.
Well, and you know, as I mentioned earlier with that woman with the knee, the reason why, or at least a good part of the reason why she had that severe knee degeneration was because she had didn't have good muscle support of the knee, and it caused extra wear and tear. This person has those psoas muscles that have been weak for 5, 10, 20 years. That's going to cause extra wear and tear in the lower back, and it's going to cause accelerated degeneration there because it's not getting proper muscle support. And so people may get back surgery they don't need because the back pain is because of the psoas muscle, but they may have degeneration and breakdown and accelerated aging of those joints in the lower back because the muscles aren't getting supported properly.
And I don't think anybody ever realizes that. And you think people go, oh, well, I have a weak muscle. What exercise do I have to do to strengthen it? And I always tell them, the muscles are weak not because you need to exercise, but because the nerve supply is not working right to that muscle or some other factor is keeping it weak.
Right. It's turned off. That's why you can put water, in this case I just mentioned, you put water in somebody's mouth and the psoas muscle immediately goes strong because the body, you have very sophisticated sensory apparatus in your mouth that says, hey, I'm going to get some water, and it turns those muscles back on.
And the other thing, too, now, the hip, the psoas muscle is a hip flexor, right? It helps pull that leg forward and the hip forward when we walk.
Right.
So it's crucial. It's very crucial in our gait patterning.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, a lot of people come in with hip problems as well because of that same muscle not working properly.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. And they could also have some form of kidney malfunction as well.
They could. And there could be other things, too. I find frequently that there is a specific bone in the foot that may be out of place that can cause that hip, those psoas muscles, to turn off.
Cool. Which one is it?
That is navicular.
No kidding. So you give them a foot adjustment, and all of a sudden they're walking easier.
And not only that, we frequently see when that navicular bone drops that the neck muscles turn off too. So at the other end of the body. And so they may have neck problems and degeneration starting there because they're not getting proper neck support. And they may have low back problems, and it could all be because of that one bone in the foot being out of place.
Huh. That's cool. And I'll tell you, one of the most fascinating things that I ever saw you do is what's called an injury recall technique. And this deals with body memory and how the body remembers some injury or some surgery. give us a little bit of information about that, because it's truly fascinating, and it's an extraordinarily powerful healing technique when people think they're already healed.
Yeah, thanks for asking about that, Michael, because that's an amazingly powerful technique. It was developed by a podiatrist back in Detroit and then expanded on by Dr. Wally Schmidt, another one of my good friends. And basically what happens is, you know, if you stick your hand in fire, you don't just look at it and say, gee, my hand's in fire, maybe I should move that. You jerk away. You don't even think about it. You just jerk it away. It's a reflex that gets you out of danger. Now, under normal circumstances, that reflex should extinguish itself in a few seconds. But in many cases, it doesn't. And so even years or decades later, muscles are still subtly contracting. Some muscles are subtly inhibited, some muscles are subtly overstimulated to pull you away from that fire that's not there anymore. And so you've got muscle imbalances caused by that. You also have a situation where a message is being sent to the brain that you're being injured. And it's one thing that's subliminal. It's called nociception. Nociception is what your brain interprets as pain, but sometimes you can have nociception that's below that pain threshold, but you're still getting that message, and what happens then when you get injured, it upregulates all your stress hormones. And so because of this old memory that the body hasn't let go of the injury, now you have muscle imbalance, but you also have this message to the brain that upregulates, puts you in that little fight or flight mechanism, upregulates those stress hormones, which cause numerous problems, from hormonal imbalances to accelerated aging to memory problems. All sorts of things can be going on because of that. And also something I found myself, I've written this up, the International College of Applied Kinesiology is a international group of different kinds of healthcare practitioners all over the world who are devoted to teaching and research in applied kinesiology. And every year we get together to present the different research projects we've been working on during the year. What I have found is that about 40 to 50% of the time, maybe even a little higher than that, the original injury will not completely heal until you get that injury reflex cleared out. My first experience of that was my wife. When she had chronically weak abdominal muscles. I keep fixing them. They keep turning off again. And when we learned this at one of our meetings, so Dr. Schmidt was presenting this research, I said, okay, got it right down the floor of the meeting room right there, and I tested her abdominal muscle. They're turned off again, and she had a C-section scar, a 16-year-old C-section scar that was still tender and thick and ropey and kind of purplish looking. And I said, the C-section scar, I'm sure, is, you know, that was a big surgery. By the way, surgeries almost always, I'm not going to say always, but 99% of the time, surgeries will have this reflex until it's corrected. So I treated this for her. Her abdominal muscles turned right back on, which was great. But then 6 months later, this C-section scar, which had been this tender, thick, ropey, purplish-looking scar, now is a thin white line.
After 16 years.
Yeah. After 16
amazing.
Years, yeah. And I'll tell you, I have seen this with so many women with C-sections. I also had another woman who had scoliosis surgery. You know, and they were like, she had this big scar all the way down. It was like a big, she was a young woman. She was a teenager, a college student, and, young, early 20s. Big scar, you know, from about her shoulder blades down to her, almost down to her pelvis. And I said, well, my gosh, this has got to be causing some trouble for her. And sure enough, it was. And she also had these same kind of torso problems with the core muscles not being staying strong the way we want them to. And I treated that for her, and it helped a lot with her muscle balance. And I didn't see her for a while because she was going out of state to college. And I saw her about 3 months later, and, you know, those muscles were still doing pretty good. And she said, you know, for 10 years, I've been numb all along my spine after I had that surgery. I said, oh, really? You didn't mention that to me. And people won't mention things to you because it's always been that way. They think it's almost normal.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, but my feeling has come back now after 10 years.
Isn't that amazing? Now, we've got to cut to a break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this injury recall technique, because I find the correction of this just fascinating. So this is Dr. Michael Cudlis. I'm with Dr. Jim Hogue, and we'll be right back on Speaking of Health.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here with Dr. Jim Hogue. And Jim, we've been talking about the injury recall technique, and this is a technique to make sure the body truly heals itself. And there are subclinical signs when the injury is not healed. Like you mentioned, your wife's 16-year-old scar that was ropey, knotty, and painful, and plus discolored, and that was leading to things that were failing. How do you fix stuff with this? This is, I mean, our listeners can understand what's going on to repair this. Give us a little more information, please.
Well, the treatment is ridiculously simple. In fact, it looks so simple that I always make sure I test a few muscles and do a few other tests beforehand, because otherwise it could look like I'm not doing anything. Yeah, I know. It's like, but then we go back and say, okay, it doesn't look like it did anything, but look what happened now. Look at all these things that are working better. What we do is we irritate the area more. In the case of a C-section scar, we would pinch it. So reawakening that, so we've got that subliminal nociception, that subliminal pain reflex going on, but it's not conscious. What we do is make it conscious by pinching it. And as I said, this was developed originally by a podiatrist in Detroit, and then was expanded on by Dr. Roy Schmidt. And so what we do, using muscle testing, you will irritate the area with pinching, classically, and then we'll go to the talus bone, which is right at the top of the ankle, just below those two bones that stick out called the malleoli, and you pull up on it, and then test the muscle. Now, what we find is that just pinching the area won't do any good, won't make any change. Pulling on the talus won't make any change. But if we irritate the area of the old injury, and then we pull up on the talus bone, and we test the muscle, then they'll go weak. And that's the indication that they have this old remembered injury reflex going on. And the way to fix it is, like I said, ridiculously simple. We irritate the area again, bring that nociception up to the conscious level, and we pull down on the talus, and that's it. Now, if we're doing something, that's for things below the collarbone. If we're going above the collarbone, like neck and head area, what we're going to do then is we're going to irritate the area again by pinching, or we can have them touch it. It's called therapy localization, a technique for finding things in AKA called therapy localization. If for some reason we can't pinch it, then we can have them just touch it. And then we have them extend their head. We have them tilt their head back, and that will make them go weak. We then do the same thing. We irritate the area again, and we flex their head passively. Let the patient just relax. We just flex their head a few times. So we flex at that junction between the occiput, the base of the skull, and the first cervical vertebra, and that clears out that old reflex. Now, speaking of people who you can't pinch, I had a guy who had this. He had an autoimmune problem of the lens of his eye, and he'd had several surgeries because of this. And after the last surgery, he had this big line across his lens that he's always, it's like you have bifocals on all the time, because he had the scar tissue there. And I said, let's check this out. And he had, obviously not going to pinch his eye, but I have him just touch his eye over the lens. And then I tilted his head back, and he went weak, so I had him touch those areas again, and I flexed his head, and I said, well, we'll see how that works for you, you know. And he came back next week, and he said, you know, about six days after you did that, my eyes went totally blurry. Oh, no, what did I do? And he said, for about 5 minutes, and then it was clear, and the line was gone.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is so cool. And, of course, insurance pays you hundreds of dollars for that technique, right?
Well, I've gotten rich off that thing. No, they don't pay at all for that.
I mean, here's the things that work, that affect people's lives. They work rapidly, more efficiently, not to mention quickly and painlessly, and you don't get paid for it. And yet people can go through, well, everybody knows the horror stories of surgery or radiation, or the chemical dependency and chemical damage.
Right. Yeah.
And yet that's considered normal health care. And, you know, the natural things that we do, like what you just described, that's considered alternative care. I mean, we live in a real Orwellian newspeak where black is white and white is black and the world is very confusing. It's absolutely astonishing. I mean, someday when medicine learns its place and is put in its place where it truly can help people for emergency surgery only, we're probably going to have, or emergency healthcare, we're probably going to have a much better healthcare system.
Oh, no doubt. This would be, you know, making that change would totally solve the healthcare crisis we have about the cost of healthcare in this country. You know, if we save those really expensive, dramatic interventions for the cases that really needed them, you know, we got somebody who's got internal bleeding or something, I don't want them in my office. You know,
absolutely.
They need emergency care.
Yeah.
But to take those same emergency, dramatic procedures and try to apply them to everyday problems just doesn't work. Not only doesn't work, it actually can sometimes cause more harm than good. And if we save those dramatic, expensive procedures for only those people that needed them, the cost of health and had people seeing people like you and me who are doing things that actually work and are much less expensive, the cost of health care would just take care of itself.
You know, I just saw a study the other day where they compared chiropractic with other parts of medical care and with other parts of like PT and stuff. And in spinal care in particular, chiropractic had a negative $5,000 for a cost value. In other words, chiropractic treatment in comparison with other healthcare saved $5,000 for whatever the problem was.
Right.
And it was so far in advance, ahead of, in terms of savings, medical profession, that it was just astonishing. And study after study shows that. But somehow they always keep forgetting about bringing that up when they talk about we need to have healthcare. That's one of the reasons why medical treatment's the number one cause of preventable death in this country. Jim, I want to thank you for being on our show. We have less than a minute yet, but I want to make sure people know where they can reach you. And give us how people can contact you if they need to contact you for some reason.
By the way, I just want to mention quickly that I've got a laser addition to the injury recall technique that I use for traumatic brain injury. And if there are practitioners out there who want to get the paper I wrote on it, they can contact me at drhogg@drhogg.com. So doctors can get that paper I wrote. And if patients or just the general public has questions, that email address will work. And also, you can also call me at 563-386-9494. But I'm very good at answering emails. That's the best way to get hold of me.
Great, Jim. Thank you again for being on our show.
Well, thank you. I had a great time.
Oh, good. This is Dr. Michael Cudlitz, ladies and gentlemen, with Speaking of Health. And I want to leave you with our 9 magic words and ask you to apply those every day in your life. And they are, God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlitz again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.